So it is good day to you, huh? So very good to see your light and brightness again. Yes, it is unusual times. This energy, as we are flowing with it, is about creating the new slipstream for yourself. Yes, we know we have talked about the slipstream before. However, the slipstream goes with that energy of staying in the flow. So we're going to ask you to breathe into the elements of flow. So just visualize yourself in a nice, comfortable boat. And as you visualize yourself in that boat, it is just going with the current, the ever so gentle current of a nice slow river. If you wish, you can even close your eyes because there's nothing in your path but water. And you can lean back in your seat in the boat. And the current is just carrying you through. So just visualize that. And as you visualize that, hear the birds as they're singing. If you open your eyes, you can visualize the trees along the banks of the beautiful river. You can even dip your hand in and feel the water sort of rushing around your hand. And your boat is moving. You can even pick up an oar in your boat. It's a small boat. And guide your boat. As you guide your boat, you will notice as the current carries you, there's actually an arrow on that very horizon that you point your boat towards. That is what they call that slipstream, that point of that arrow. To keep your boat flowing, maybe through rocks or other debris in the water. Breathe into that energy. You know, even when you take a walk outside and you feel the sun on your face, you are acknowledging that essence of slipstream that you are in. With gratitude. You are acknowledging the love that you are experiencing on this planet with gratitude. You are acknowledging the illumination that you are anchoring that energy of flow into the cells of your body. So you can indeed move in any direction. You can indeed place your oar here or your oar there to guide your boat right or left. That's sort of what you're doing with your brain right now, huh? Guiding it right or left, huh? Dearly beloveds, you are the guide. And we wish you to flow with. You are the oar of your boat. You are the wooden bottom of your boat, or fiberglass as it is now. You are the rudder feeling in that direction. There is no need for you to look outside of yourself for excess guidance. You are that guidance. I know many have depended upon me to come in and save the day. And some religious groups are prophesying and saying that this is the end of times. Oh, you can't get out of this earth that easily. This is the beginning of times. It has been a long time coming, dearest. Dearest beloveds, this is the beginning of you. For you to create that life which you choose. My life was created just as yours was, is. The result of my life was prophesied. Your story has not been written yet. So you can indeed, as our friend Adaranda says, take that story in any direction you choose right now. You are that light. You are me. The guide that you are seeking. And I am in love with you for it. Hoo-ha. Oh, so nice when the masters come in, huh? So you are that illumination. You are the ones we are waiting for. You are the connection. You are the connectors. You are the dot that is circling the planet. You are. So what are you doing with it? Ah. Breathe into the new you. Just as you are breathing into the new planet. Trust it. We love you deeply. We see you. We honor you. And we bid you, in these times of newness, namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Beautiful day comes to a close. Unusual it is for my partner, who is used to speaking in front of so many eyes looking at him, so many hearts that he can measure and see, the reactions that help him to know what to say. And yet all of that is here. It's a lesson for him today, and he'll talk about it, that he felt it all. That is the way things work outside of logic and three-dimensional thought. What if I told you that a soul is so big that it can reach around the planet in certain ways, in a multidimensional way? That is the critical part of what I want to speak next about, very briefly. I'll call it parenting the inner child. This is a time for the soul to reach out. A soul that can reach out to people and other souls it doesn't even know. We spoke so many times about a process that is a metaphor of Kryon. A metaphor that is common, that speaks again about light and dark. It speaks about a darkened room where a match is lit by an unknown person. And everyone suddenly is able to see a little better because of the one match which is lit. And yet the one match doesn't have a name. You might not even know who it is. And yet those in the room are less afraid because the light is there and it illuminates that which used to be dark. That is the metaphor for a soul, an old soul at this time, that can light a match through compassion, through empathy, on purpose, that connects with other souls, with other parts of humanity. Those of you who wish to sit together and comfort those across the ocean or those in your land who are suffering, who are crying, that's what you're here for. And they will feel it. They may not know your name ever, but they'll feel it. Years and years ago, in the 31 years of Kryon, years ago, one of the first metaphors we ever used was the lighthouse. We've spoken of this so many times before, that lighthouse that sits on the rock, it has no name, that shows its light to guide those into the safe harbor, that tells those where the rocks are. And yet it has no name, it gets no credit. All it does is shine the light. Every single one of you has that which we will call innate. Many of you know of this, and we've talked about it before. Now is a great time to speak of it yet again. Innate has been described as the smart body of a human being. It doesn't necessarily reside in the brain or the heart or the pineal. It seems to be all over the body. Those in kinesiology know exactly what I speak. For it takes that which is innate to know things that the brain doesn't. Innate is responsible for homeopathy working, for muscle testing to work. Things that the brain, even the heart, don't know, the innate does. It is so well known, documented, and proven that there is something inside you which is bigger than you, that knows you. The attribute of the innate, which is the most prominent and powerful and profound, is that innate will do the things you need. Innate knows. When you may not, innate knows what you need. So what I'm going to tell you is this. Those of you who are listening, who are in fear, I want you to turn to your innate and see if I'm right. Dear innate, you're part of me. You're not something I'm going to worship. You're part of me. I want you to go in chemically and give me peace. I want you to help guide me, innate, in what to eat at these times so that I don't go into a situation where suddenly the eating then responds to the fear and then makes it work. And then the body starts to react with worry and with fear. Innate, I want you to be in that place where you can hug every cell. How many times have we told you to talk to your cellular structure and let it hug you? This has been the staple of Kryon since the beginning. Talk to that which is the biology of your body and give it instructions to help you now. There are those who would say, well, that's esoteric talk. Doesn't really work that way. You can't really hug yourself, you know. You're in fear. You're going to have somebody else. Call the psychiatrist. Call someone else who's going to come in and help you and hug you and talk to you. I will say to you, dear ones, that there is more inside you than anyone can ever give you. It's you with you. And that is the key and the secret for these times for light workers, old souls who know I'm right. In the midst of that time, perhaps when you're the most fearful or you're worried, to start by raising your hand, dear spirit, help me to speak to my innate. Give me the words. Your body is listening. Your body is always listening. How many times has mainstream told you that? And the answer is probably not much. That's not anything that is commonly taught outside of esoterics. And yet, Those ancients knew it. I will tell you, those who operated the first organized spiritual systems on this planet, they knew it. That you could control that which was your own body. You could give it peace where there was no peace. You can put it in a place of comfort where there is no comfort. These are things which are now renownedly known, and they're so well provable. Have you heard about the woman in her 90s? This comes from a surgeon, mainstream. The woman in her 90s who was dying. Let's let the disease be unnamed, dying. And that particular fact is it carries a 3-month lifespan and she's gone. But she had a grandson. The grandson was going to graduate from college with a degree, something that she had saved for and helped for and prayed for and all these things, but it was going to be a good 8 months. The story goes that she kept herself alive. Month after month after month, long after she was supposed to be gone and stop the disease, it actually was arrested long enough for the grandson to graduate. And with a smile, within days, she gave up the ghost, as they say, and came to the other side. Oh, what power that human being had over all the processes of her body. Everything, including the disease. You hearing this? Including the disease. Ask those in the medical profession if they have seen this before, where human beings will keep themselves alive for certain kinds of activities or things or whatever until the last minute. This is proof that there is power over innate. My partner had a friend from high school. And even in high school, this friend was afraid. Wherever he got it, he was afraid. He was afraid of germs and disease. He was afraid of viruses and bacteria. He did all he could to protect himself because he would tell his friends, he says, they're after me. They're all going to get me. And here's what I want to tell you that my partner saw in his life before his early death. That all the germs and all the diseases cooperated and they got him. All of them. What happened there is he had given permission from his consciousness, his verbiage, even talking to the cells out loud saying, you're going to catch it. And he did. Died way too soon of a disease he was convinced he would catch. And he did. That is how powerful you are. So I'm showing you the reverse, both positive and negative, of what you can do with your innate. What are you telling your innate? If you want an exercise, I'll tell you what it is. You sit down and you take a few deep breaths and you feel the love of God that is there surrounding you. Well, you start to work with your own biology and you start saying, my immune system is stronger than it ever has been in my life. My immune system was designed for this moment. Innate, cooperate with this and be strong. Innate, take that which is the anxiety of chemistry from my body. Innate, you know things that I don't. Innate, you are me. Innate, I am the boss of you. And then sit back and watch that which you have asked to be manifest. There's always those who said, well, yeah, I tried that, didn't work. Tell me something else, crying, and I'll tell you, you didn't make it happen because you simply tried it. You've got to cognize it. You've got to believe it. I just gave you the examples. Even with mainstream medicine, what you think is who you are. What you expect, you become. What you want, you can manifest. That is how powerful that is in your body in a multidimensional way that hasn't even been identified. How can homeopathy work with civilization in general? And it does. With society after society, who has tinctures of chemistry that are way too small for a reaction in the body, that are designed as instructions to the innate to heal this and heal that and cure this. And it does, and it does, and it does. It is the basis of why you are safe. Dear ones, what you fear, you will attract. You've heard that all your life. If you're metaphysical, then you know it's true. Reverse it right now. Don't think of the fear as attractive. Think of the opposite. What you will repel is because you will manifest a bubble of compassion and love and strength around your body and be peaceful with it right now. Be peaceful with it right now. Celebrate it right now because it's yours right now. That's parenting the inner child. That inner child, dear ones, of you, always there, needs to be nurtured. It really does. Needs to be hugged. Manifest this in your mind. See something that you don't expect. See you as the child and you as the adult at the same time, hugging yourself in a way that says, remember, what's in the dark is false. Let's turn on the light and see what's there. Ah, close the door. Ah, wash your hands. Ah, you're fine. There's more. There really is. Anxiety about the money, anxiety about the future, all of that. Also, you close the door. You're going to be all right because spirit, your innate, all that is known to you, and you are known by it. There is a meld that you don't expect of guides, if you want to call them that, other old souls, if you want to call them that, all around the planet. I'll close with this. When I opened, I asked you to project that which is your multidimensional soul onto others on the planet who need it. Right now, as you're doing that, I will tell you there are efforts in other places to project that same hug to you. You're not alone. You're not the only lighthouse. Lighthouses all over the world helping other lighthouses and those who are attracted to the light and those who are suffering or in pain or in sorrow. So why don't you open up for a moment and say, I receive the light from anyone who is sending it. I connect to the planet of light workers, and that then goes further. Then others start to see that you are comfortable, and others start to want to be around you because you are comfortable. You've lit the match in the dark room, and no one has to know your name. But you'll feel the hugs. You'll feel the hugs. It's time to parent yourself in a way that's compassionate, makes sense, logical for what science knows. That goes a long way, dear ones. The crying channels of today are for your time. In a future time, they may not mean as much, but they do now. And these are the things that we go and tell you, because this is your time, light worker, old soul. I'll say it again. You were designed for this time, lighthouse. Stand tall. And so it is.